It's tough maintaining a child's interest, but Kate Scarborough has had the experience to know what it's all about. Kate, you used to be a teacher, didn't you?
Yes. 6 years ago, I had the idea that I wanted to do something for children, so I decided to be a primary school teacher. I have never been so tired as I was working as a teacher in a classroom. You just never stop. Working with children is so intensely exhausting, but it's also fantastic.
Well, today we're sitting in your London office and talking about something very different, being the founder of CY Magazine, a new magazine for children. Having worked in children's non-fiction publishing for 12 years before retraining as a primary school teacher, you certainly have the background to produce such a magazine.
Yes, well, being a teacher, I guess, led me to the idea for CY. I felt that there was a gap in the market for a monthly publication that not only entertains and teaches children, but also satisfies their parents too. And it was during my teaching days that I began preparing for CY. I talked to children about what they wanted. I then thought, if I was a child, what would I want? And as a parent, what would I want my children to be reading?
OK. Now, the outcome is a magazine that's filled with competitions, short stories, puzzles, and a cartoon strip. Flicking through the first issue, I'd say two things become apparent: enthusiasm and the language used.
Enthusiasm is incredibly important. When I was at school, it didn't matter what you were teaching children if you totally believed in it. When you give a bad lesson, you can see those blank faces looking back at you. I really hope I get that belief across and that children find it entertaining and become interested in what's going on around them all the time.
Mm. How about the actual style of writing itself?
The whole brief to my writers was that they should approach it as if they are talking to intelligent people. Of course, you can't use some words because they would go above children's heads. But when I was doing my research, I put a number of texts in front of children. They are very perceptive. If they feel they are being talked down to, they see it. So it's all written in a direct way, rather than assuming you have to use a very childish style. The readers wouldn't like that.
Now, the age range for the magazine is stated as 7 to 12 years, but it's quite difficult to judge that, isn't it?
Yes, children develop at different rates. For some, at 7 it will be difficult, but for others, perfect. And when some hit 12, they become interested in totally different things. Parents will know whether or not it's right for their children.
Hmm. Now, a very interesting aspect of the magazine is its use of the internet. Tell me about that.
Well, if children read something that interests them, by visiting the magazine's website, they can learn much more about it. The reasons for this are rooted in my experiences at school. Take explorers as a subject. There are so many fantastic stories attached to them and all kinds of themes to raise excitement, but you can't spend a week teaching them that. So I wanted readers to be able to follow up a subject in a way they may not be able to at school.
Now, obviously, you want the magazine to be successful and profitable, I assume.
Yes, but ultimately, it isn't making a profit that's on my mind. I want to inspire children. If a child reads an article in the magazine on houses, for example, and they are inspired to go on to be an architect, that's great. It can be the tiniest thing that sparks a child off. From my point of view, I'm trying to cover as much as I can so there's a chance of that little spark.
OK. Now, another aspect of the magazine...